Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ship.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Whatever you got on your mind, from anywhere from Alpha to Omega, on any topic under the small business sun, challenge or opportunity. And if you're excited or frightened, it doesn't matter. If you got a business you're dreaming about, you've just started, you're running, you've had it for a while, or even one you're trying to get rid of, we'll help you with something there that you can find that either I've done or something I've done with my Brain Trust members. So check all that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we send you every Sunday afternoon by email. That newsletter is in about 2 weeks is going to be 12 years old. And the same week that our show becomes 14 years old. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Christopher Lister is our guest. And Chris is Vice President and General Manager of the Events Marketing Unit at Constant Contact. Chris, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Sure thing.
I was telling the audience that when I started my consulting business 22 years ago, after a couple of 3 years, I kind of had a little bit of an array of customers, you know, clients who were working with me. I had enough that actually could justify, you know, if they all showed up, it wouldn't look like I only had two customers. You know, I had enough where you know, I didn't have to bring anybody off the street to make it look like I had, you know, had critical mass. So by the time I got to where I was at that point, about 3 years or so, I had a little Christmas gathering and a little holiday gathering in the middle of December, and I'd never done that before for myself ever. I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't know whether they'd show up. You know what? They all came, and they all had a good time, and they all acted like they were so proud of me, because in their mind, I had sort of gotten to a certain level of critical mass, that I had enough people, and I the fact that I threw the party, I can't tell you how much business I got from just that gathering.
100%, Jim, and you know what you did, because we see that over and over again, not only in the holidays, though, because they're, you know, one of the busiest times, they're also one of the best times to do events type of that, like you did. But what you were working on is just that personal face-to-face contact and building that relationship with your customers.
Yep.
And that is the reason we do this here at Constant Contact, not just for event marketing, but email marketing, too. You know, we believe that relationship, be it online or with our product, helping, you know, get it face-to-face as well, is so important for repeat business, for word of mouth. You know, we all know how important viral is, you know, today with helping people build their businesses. And you just, exactly what you just said, you proved out what we talk about all the time. It's so important, and it pays off so well in the end. That face-to-face contact, it's almost unbeatable.
Well, since when social media started heating up about 3 years ago, we adopted it. We got involved, and we cover it all the time on the show. We talk about it. It's I tell people it's not a fad. It's a craze, meaning it's not going away like a fad comes and goes, but it is a craze, meaning people are maybe a little more excited about it than they will be. One day it'll be more of a tool than you know, something that's fascinating. But regardless, but at that time when we first started doing this and started thinking about social media, you know, I've been around long enough, Chris, and I said, you know what? Let's not ever forget that the original social media is face-to-face.
That's it. That's it, exactly. You know,
and you can never underestimate the power of face-to-face.
Yep. And if you show the people that you're willing to take the time and, you know, talk about what you're doing that can help them, and then you just let the networking happen as well, you know, you're not only getting it, having these things to help with your relationship with your customers, but you're also giving all these people the opportunity to talk with each other, and you know what? They're probably going to talk about you during those events. And so, again, it's just building up that demand for your business and for what you're doing, and it helps out in the end. And to social media, the great thing as well is that's been a huge, you know, help with us as far as what we can do to help people promote their events. You know, so you can, in our product, you can promote events through Facebook and automatically tweet your event. And we actually just did an application with Facebook. We designed an application that actually helps people just even list all of their events, and you can register for the event right there from Facebook. So on your Facebook page, you can promote the events that you're doing with Constant Contact.
How can you? So easy. How do you? But on your Facebook page, how do you segregate so that every, I mean, you know, you may want to invite some people and not invite others? How do you do that?
Well, that's the thing. So what it is mainly when you pull up all the lists and all the events that you have in Constant Contact, you can decide. It's not going to show just all of them. You decide which ones you want to promote on Facebook,
right,
and those would be the ones that you are more publicly promoting. And then the ones that you just have a small or a specific list that you want to ask to invite, you use our invitations within our product and take that list and send the invitation and ask them to register.
And folks,
exactly and directly.
Once you've done all this, and I agree with Chris, you should do this. Once you've done all this, if the people are really important to you, pick up the phone and call them and invite them.
That's it.
Or drop by and say, hey, I know you've been seeing this on Facebook. I know you got an email from us. I just wanted you to know from my mouth, from my face, that I sure would like for you to be there. Don't forget, folks, all this technology is critical. I use it all the time. Face-to-face is a big deal, too. Hey, Chris, thanks for being here. It's constantcontact.com/eventmarketing. There you go. Hey, Chris, come back another day. We'll see you soon.
You know it, Jim. Thanks so much. It's been great.
Chris Lister, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.